Good evening, guys. I'm Dom.
I'm Jamie.
And welcome back to the Cutting Room Floor. Today, it's January, what, 3rd?
2nd.
2nd. Oh, yeah. I'm
trying. Yeah, January 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yep.
That's what it is.
January 2. So, you know, it's a new year. So, we wrapped up a decent 2024.
Yeah. And consistent.
Film. Consistent. That's what
for us, it was consistent.
Yeah, it was. But, we had a good year on the cast. I think we had a decent year for film. What do you think about this year's film?
I know you saw more films than I did, like newer films,
yeah,
I should say.
Especially lately. I just want to mention them.
Yeah. So I might defer to you, except I know my favorite film of the year that I watched.
Okay.
It's a controversial pick, man.
All right. And I think I know what you're going to pick. Don't say it now.
Let me
guess it.
Yes.
I think I know it. Okay.
And you know what? How about in the comments section, our viewers should write down their favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know your favorites. Give us your five favorites. Yeah, give us your five or even ten. Because you know, I got a lot that I liked.
Come out with your top list of the year?
I did come out with it. It is out. I came out last week. I'm not gonna lie. If I were to make it again,
yeah.
I saw something yesterday that would probably have to slide in at minimum honorable mentions, but I think it would have to slide into the top.
Is your number one still the one you've been saying?
Yes,
your top
it is.
One of the year?
Absolutely. Okay. It's going to stay that.
Yeah, so I do need to watch that.
Yeah, you need to watch Anora too.
Yes, I need to watch them both. Are they your top two?
Anora is number three.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So
okay.
Came before it.
Okay.
I couldn't shake it. We'll talk about
yes,
that in a minute,
yes.
But we had this was a weird year for film. I guess my ear was to the streets a little more. So.
Yes, yeah.
This year was a horror year. This was a year for horror. We got Smile 2, which blew up, made a shit ton of money. We got Speak No Evil, Heretic,
Terrifier 3.
3, which made my honorable mentions.
Oh, really?
I fucking love Terrifier 3.
Wow.
I love 2. And 1 is okay, but 2 and 3 are just, 1 so worth watching just to get to 2 and 3, because there is a story there.
So he just keeps getting better.
He does. He keeps getting better. And I'm like, and if he's any kind of descendant to our guy Sergio,
yes,
who did
yes.
the good, the bad, that's a good thing. It's probably not, but, you know.
Look, the good, the bad, the ugly is...
It's one of the best ever.
I have to admit, yeah, what, a year and a half, almost
yep.
2 years later, like,
yep.
thank you.
Yeah, you're not even a Western dude.
No, but that film, mean? Dude.
Man, Jones.
Tuco.
Tuco, he's just so good.
Eli Wallach.
He was sick. He's so good. Oh, that's one of my favorite. I guess, I don't really look at him like a villain. He's just an asshole, but...
they're all kind of villains in that season.
All of them, even Clint. The
yeah.
good is still
yeah,
not
Blondie.
Good. Yeah, Blondie. Blondie, you're my best friend. Don't die. He's going to kill you 5 seconds ago. He's like, here, have some water, Blondie. But anywho, if you guys have seen that movie, you know how hot it is. But horror was slapping this year. You know... A film I watched last night that I really like. It's What's Inside, a Netflix movie. You guys, a lot of you probably haven't heard of. Absolutely incredible. Fun little sci-fi horror movie where there's some cool body switching and some good acting. It's got a lot of style, flavorful. I really enjoyed it. There is a lot of horror. Horror made good money this year, you know. So, and there was a lot of weird ones like Civil War. I thought that was a weird film. That came out this year. We had some bad Christmas movies like Red One.
Oh, Jesus.
Dear Santa.
Look, I just, oh, yeah, with Jack Black
yeah,
as Satan.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It would still be an interesting thing,
it was,
I would think.
Jack Black was fun.
Yeah.
You know, he's always good.
Yeah.
Just like in Red One, Chris Evans is good. J.K. Simmons is good. Like, the actor.
But it's
good.
A terrible movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Like, I hate to say it, but The Rock. Is going to star in a film that is made for The Rock.
And he's so formulaic.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting old. I want to see him challenge himself as an actor. I would love to see him, dude, like, Batista's challenged himself.
He has,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? I want to see The Rock do it.
Even John Cena. You
John
watch,
Cena is
You got to watch Peacemaker,
himself.
The show.
John Max. Cena is a better actor than The Rock. Like,
yes.
I could, even like his early movies, like The Marine and shit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, shit, I think he was better than The Rock.
And look, Blockers.
Blockers is funny, yeah.
And he was in Trainwreck.
He has good comedic. Yeah, and
yes.
he's funny. That's where I think he's definitely got The
yeah.
Rock. The Rock, he has his little one-liners, but The Rock isn't funny. Like, John Cena is genuinely funny. Like, that motherfucker can make me laugh.
The Rock is more like a Schwarzenegger.
He is a more short... But shit, Arnold was funnier than The Rock.
But, like, Arnold, like, kind of set that template for, like, the action hero doing, like, the one-liners. The
one-liners, yeah.
So if they would remake Last Action Hero, it might make The Rock a better actor. They remake it with him.
It might, but it won't be as good. We all know
that. I don't know. Last Action Hero, underrated, but incredible.
It's so fun. It's so goofy.
Amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a banger, bro. Yeah. I saw him the first time not that long ago. Maybe like 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
John McTiernan.
Yeah, man.
Die Hard. Yeah. Last Action Hero.
Yeah, I love Predator, man.
And I think a movie called Nomads with Pierce Brosnan from like the mid-80s.
Never saw that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting. But yeah, we had some weird stuff. There were some bad movies. Like, I think Anyone But You was technically last year, but it blew up this year. Terrible film.
Oh, is that Sidney Sweeney and
Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell is the only reason it's watchable. Same with Twisters. Another bad film that Glenn Powell is the only reason it's watchable. He's incredible.
Is Sidney Sweeney a good actress?
No, I don't think so. I think she brought it a couple times in Euphoria.
Yeah.
But everything else I've seen her in, she's wooden as fuck to me.
Well, I have some bad news for you. I think they're remaking Barbarella with her.
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about that for a while.
I know. And I know you're
gonna suck.
A big Jane Fonda fan. Anyone who listens to this regularly.
Yeah, you guys know Big Game Jane is my bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's like one of my number ones. Like, she's on her own little island in my mind, you know.
Yeah, happy belated birthday to her. Her birthday was last month, a couple days ago.
Young Sagittarius, yeah.
Yeah.
Her birthday just passed, and, you know, she's just getting better. Still doing a bunch of movies, which is crazy.
So, she's like a fine wine.
She really is. It's insane, man. Like, she needs to call me, but, you know, she could help me out with this ankle. But,
yeah, that's true.
So there was some really good films this year, but there was nothing outside of like three or four. There was nothing that really, I think, was just like, oh my God, that was hard. Like last year, we got some hard shit. Like all the like award series movies.
Yeah, like you love Pretty Things,
dude,
right?
Poor Things.
Hell, sorry. Yeah, yes, Poor Things.
Dude, I loved fucking Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, even like The Zone of Interest was great. Even though I didn't love that film, I think it smacked really hard what it was doing.
Yeah.
You know, we got some, dude, The Holdovers. Like, how can we get a Christmas movie like that this year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we got some whack Christmas shit this year. I'm like, we couldn't get a movie like that this year.
Like, maybe it's because of something like The Holdovers. They made cheesier stuff this year.
Yeah, really, because we can't. We got to let that
die down because
we can't compete. If we make something serious, everybody's going to compare it to The Holdovers. So, which is true. I get that.
I actually had a really good idea for Christmas movie. I'll tell you when we're done recording, if we remember.
All right.
That might have the same kind of gravitas that The Holdovers did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and it's not a joke either, because normally it's a setup for a joke.
Well, it is. But I actually believed you this time.
Yeah, it was. I started actually writing it for my short story class that just ended. Because I had this idea. I'm like, there's something that people don't think about around the holidays, and there might be a market out there for it.
So, all right.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I just don't want to put it out there. So
someone steal it. Y'all going to have to wait.
Yeah, that's it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's good. But, shit, we got some weird shit. You know, there was some
Inside Out 2, right?
Inside Out 2 was good. Yeah. As far as animation, I don't, we didn't get anything as dope as necessarily Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Verse films, I don't think anything would ever compare.
Yeah, that's just on its own island.
Yeah.
And even like Boy in the Heron last year was absolutely incredible too. But we did get The Wild Robot, which was one of my favorites of the year. I loved it. Lupita killed it as a robot. Transformers 1, which I just watched last night. Absolutely incredible. Inside Out 2, I loved. I still got to watch Moana 2. I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, animation was kind of weak outside of those, like, three.
Do you think it's because of the year before, the strike? The writer's strike?
Yeah, that could be it. That could definitely be it.
Because they're using that as the excuse for why Spider-Verse 3 might not come out for like two more years, even though you wrote it and the animators weren't on strike.
Yeah.
So
it's working.
If it was already written, like, what were you doing?
Give us what we need.
Yes.
Not want, need.
Yeah, we do need it.
You can't be ending movies like that, right?
Yeah,
it's like, stuff like that. Come on, Feller. I'm going to need more from you.
Yeah.
Like, Sony's on a little roll. So I think Spider-Man has done, outside of being a great film, has done something great. It's shown us the power of animation.
Yeah.
Because last year we got TMNT Mayhem. And that was awesome.
I didn't watch it. I wanted to.
Fire. I love
it. It's like the Seth Rogen produced one, right?
Yeah. I was like, this is one of the better animated films of the year. And like,
it was in that same style, right?
It was. Yeah. It was a crazy style. And then with Transformers, I'm like, guys, we don't need to spend a gazillion dollars on a live action movie when you can make a far more effective film. I almost cried watching Transformers, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man. I was tearing up, bro. Because it's an origin story, and you see, like, because it's crazy, because Optimus and Megatron used to be friends. And, like, you see, like, you know what I mean? It's one of them things. So, but Al was incredible. So, there was a lot of good films this year. There really was. I was impressed.
Furiosa.
A good.
I forgot.
If we're going like action hero, obviously we got Furiosa, Deadpool, and Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
What else was good in the action genre? Obviously, Dune.
If we're going my God. Yeah, Dune too.
That's one of the best of the year for sure.
Yeah.
I think that can't be denied. You know, we were kind of short on the heroes this year.
Yeah.
But we did get Dead and Wool, and it made a ton of money.
It did.
And
it did. And it brought back.
It serviced what the fans want.
Yeah. You know? It brought back Chris Evans.
Yeah, I was like, this guy right here.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Brought him back.
Good old Cap. Oh, yeah, because Deadpool thought he was going to be Cap. Yep. It's like, yeah, Cap, wait, yeah. What? He's like,
what? Yeah, that's so funny because it's like, dude, like, Chris Evans is Steve Rogers, really.
Yeah.
It's like, if I saw him, I'd expect him to greet me that way. You know, yeah. But you wouldn't. He'd be like, yo, what's up, dude? And I'd be like, Cap?
Yeah. You know,
Come on, man. Tell me something inspirational. So, yeah, we got some
language.
But we won't keep you all day. We do got to get into some of the best. So, don't give us your number one yet, Jamie. Okay. What were some of the other films you can think of that you like this year a lot?
My gosh. You know, I don't know if I really watched that many newer films this year. Because we were watching stuff. Like, I saw Dune.
Dune, of course. Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. When did Avatar 2 come out?
That was last year.
That was it last year? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. My God, what else? Because we were watching some. Right out, I guess that was Dune 2.
Mm-hmm. You saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine. Wow, this is terrible. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, man.
I didn't really, I think I was just working too much to really get out there. I would wait till they come out digitally, and then I don't even remember what I watched.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful? Joker 2, I saw that.
Of course.
Yeah. It was more like the comic book stuff that I watched.
Which we didn't get a ton of.
No.
You know, this was definitely one of the down years for comic book films, which is a good thing.
Yeah, because I think the only, everyone's getting superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I was watching more, like, The Boys season four, I believe it was. And, like, you know, their Gen V, which came out the end of the year before. You know, I watched the Fallout, that show.
Yeah, I'm about to start that because I just finished Broad City.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Loved it, bro.
So, yeah, I think I was watching more shows because going back to school and everything, it's like I could have those just on in the background. I didn't really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
As I was, like, reading or writing or arithmeticing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. As you talk, I might remember other things I may have seen.
So, I'm gonna guess your favorite movie of the year.
Okay.
Joker fully do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I can't argue with you because, like I said, the first 2 hours of that, I was actually like, this is fucking dope.
Yeah.
I was feeling it. I definitely think it got unfairly dogged, but I do get why it got dogged. But I think it's unfair. It was too much of it was good to sit here and call it a piece of trash. I can't agree with that. Because Lady Gaga alone.
Yeah, she's
absolutely
amazing.
Incredible. I love that woman.
And what Joaquin Phoenix was able to do, knowing he's not like a sequel guy.
He's not. He definitely didn't want to.
Yeah. But like knowing that and seeing how he, I'm assuming like Todd Phillips and he, because I heard stories like they would rewrite scenes on the fly and then just do this stuff. It seemed to me like, you know, they were trying to let people know that Arthur isn't the type of character that you want to idolize.
Yeah.
And these films, even the first film, it's about how the system let him down.
Yeah.
And why he did those things, because the system let him down. And in the second one, it's still more of the system letting him down.
Letting him down again.
Yeah. So it's kind of like these films are indictments of the larger issue with society, which I think Luigi Mangione ended up putting more of a light on than anything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that, but it's like companies screwing people over to make money.
Make money.
And even jail and court are moneymakers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's, so like the Joker films are more about society than they are about Joker, because I've heard things say, well, this isn't the Joker. And it's like the Joker is whatever the person creating the art thinks the Joker is.
That is true, because he's been different.
Yeah,
a lot
every
of
time.
Different times, you know.
Like Christopher Nolan and Jonathan Nolan made a different Joker than Tim Burton and Sam Hain.
Yeah,
and like it's different than Cesar Romero in the 60s.
Way different.
And it's different than David Ayer did with Jared Leto.
Way different.
Yeah, but you know, it can be, because each one puts their own stamp on it in a way, so each actor does. Like Jared Leto's Joker wasn't terrible because he was that version they needed for that story.
He's barely in the damn thing.
But I mean, he could have been Morbius in there. Right? If you think about it.
Morbius.
Would he have sucked more as Morbius, the living vampire?
You know what? I have a newfound respect for Morbius, because Morbius brought us Adria Ajorna, the chick from Hitman.
Okay.
And Blink Twice.
Oh, she was in Hitman.
Yeah, and Blink Twice.
Yes,
and
yes.
She's incredible in both of them, and she is fucking fine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dope. So I thank Morbius for that.
And we have countless hours of laughter because of Morbius.
Yo, Morbius was an experience. Like, Morbius is not a film you watch to be like, all right, it's time for me to watch something captivating and breathtaking.
And no matter what happens, believe it or not,
watch it with the homies, though.
Yes,
I was gonna say,
I was gonna say, you, me, Chandler, and Mark will always have that Morbius
bond.
That was
so funny, bro. We didn't crack up. I was like, you're saying this silly shit. But I mean, it was that's what was like, you know. Yes, it was bad, but it was a fun time. It was worth the money for the experience of it.
It's like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 experience.
Absolutely.
Yes, because you're all just ripping into it.
Yeah, you're like, shit. You know what I mean? We're like, look at these fucking graphics. Look at these effects.
It's like Sony missed the point with like why Venom was popular.
Mm-hmm.
Venom was popular because Tom Hardy's a good actor.
He's good.
Now Jared Leto can be great.
He's so up and down.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think it's whoever is directing him.
Yep, it's got.
You need someone that can rein him in and make him like, if he's, let's say Jared Leto would have been in like Dune, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, he would have had him he's in Blade Runner 2, and he's good at it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so Denis did know how to use him.
Yes.
So he's like, I got you.
So I think it does depend on who they decide to direct it.
Yeah, you can't have some, you need a director who's going to tell him no.
Yes.
You know,
because
he's going to do whatever the fuck he wants if you let him.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be like, no, Jared.
Yeah.
Cut it out. I don't care how pretty you are.
Yeah.
You know,
this is my so-called life, man.
Yeah, right? Go. Yeah. Come on, Jordan Catalano. Jordan Catalano, heartthrob. But, yeah, so speaking of Denis, Dune 2.
Yes.
I definitely think that's one of the best of the year. I won't say where I had it ranked on my list, because it is in there. But I don't think where I have it ranked reflects how good I think it is, because that was a favorites list. But if you ask me the best of the year, Dune would probably be in the top five for best.
I think the problem is because Warner Brothers waited to release it because of the strikes and everything, we almost forget it was last year because it came out so early in the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was so early in the year.
Yeah, so it's like, oh yeah, it did come out. That's right. And it's something you can easily forget when so much happened last year.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was an election year. So half the year gets blocked out just because of that. It's all just campaign ads and texts and stuff. So you forget everything.
The early releases were good, though. There were some good early releases. Dune 2 was good. Inside Out 2, Monkey Man.
Oh, I forgot about Monkey Man.
Monkey Man was good, too.
Yeah.
As an early release. But I'd say the year started heating up around, end of summer, early fall.
Yeah.
October, we got a lot of good stuff. My favorite movie of the year.
Venom the Last Dance?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite of the year. So I'm going to just go ahead and say it. My favorite of the year.
Yes.
It's a weird one. It's an art house film. But it's picking steam up.
It's getting
nommed all over. Yes. I'm so excited. And it's like insane. In a year, my man Sean Baker is like right at the forefront of award season. And he's going to win some stuff. I'm rooting for the Substance more than Anora.
Really?
And yes, and I love Sean Baker.
Yes, that is my but dream. I also know you love the Substance.
I watched Substance 7 times.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I watched Substance 7 times, and it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. So I watched it 7 times.
Can you quote it off the top of your head now?
Oh, yeah, because there's not that much dialogue.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I can definitely quote it. I was quoting it earlier.
Really?
I was quoting Dennis Quaid, yeah, because he's insane in it. He's so animated in it. I love it. And he's just, bro, he wears these flashy ass suits and he's gross as fuck and he's like super chauvinistic. It's great.
Wow.
It's just such a male gaze movie, but it's made from the female eye. So that's why it's got the perfect blend of it. Listen, guys, The Substance, I'm gonna be real. The Substance is one of my favorite movies already. I've seen it so much. And I'm hyped to watch it again when I decide to. Yeah, dude. I'm trying to save it for when we do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
Do you want to – I know you want to do some Sean Baker stuff. Do you want to do that first?
Yeah, knock it out?
Yeah,
I'm totally down to knock The Substance out. I can't wait. You're going to be like, bro, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. It might be my kind of thing.
You know what? I get it. You're going to be like, it's weird, but you're going to get it.
Because, look, I grew up on, The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, and there was a show in the 80s called Tales from the Dark Side, which was, a really low-budget, horror anthology show that I used to watch all the time. Before Tales from the Crypt was a show.
That was a great show. Yeah. I used to watch that.
And I used to watch that, too, So... if it's anything like those kinds of twists and turns that you'd find in those types of shows, I know I would love it. And Demi Moore is always good looking.
She looks so good in this, bro. First things first, The Substance is not short of eye candy.
No kidding.
You got Demi Moore at 62 looking fucking incredible. I was like, wow, Demi Moore could go and snatch some 30-year-olds up, no problem.
Well, she...
shit, she hollered me all day long. She looks good, bro. I was like, damn, she looks good. Cause I hadn't seen her in a while. Demi Moore was never one of my favorite actors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Demi Moore was always, to me, very mediocre as an actress.
Well,
she was just pretty as fuck.
So you hated St. Elmo's Fire? Wasn't she in that?
Is she in St. Elmo's Fire? I haven't seen that in so long.
I don't know. I know she's in Blame It on Rio.
That's John Singleton, or John Singleton. John Hughes, right?
No, it's actually Joel Schumacher. Directed that movie.
It's all them kids.
Yeah.
It's
Emilio Estevez.
Who else?
Andrew McCarthy. Rob
Lowe. Yeah, I was Lowe in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all them dudes. So it's the Brat Pack
sort of
cast.
Yeah. It's a Brat Pack adjacent.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta see if she was in there.
She might be up in there.
She might not be, though.
She might not be. I don't remember.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez, Andrew McCarthy. Yeah, Demi Moore is there.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Yeah, Judd Nelson. Yeah, so it's Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, and Ali Sheedy. So it's half the cast.
It's half the cast from Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Let's give me all the covers.
Andy McDowell is in it.
Oh, I might have to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
A couple of my Andy McDowell and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Andy McDowell is another woman in her 60s looking fantabulous.
You need to see Hudson Hawk if you've never seen it.
With Bruce Willis? Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh,
we talked about it.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
We talked about it.
Danny Aiello, Bruce Willis.
That's a good one.
Oh my God.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, it is weird. But Sandra Bernhard.
Random people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Oh, young Brucey. Oh, hey, what's happening to him?
Yeah.
But, yeah, The Substance, bro, it knocked my fucking socks off, dude. I was like, the first time I saw it, dude. Because, and it's crazy, I didn't even really want to see it. My friend wanted to see it. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I kept hearing about it more. People were like, yeah, you should check out The Substance. I'm like, and I was like, all right, you want to watch it? Fine, let's watch it. And, bro, after about the first 10 minutes, I was fucking sucked. I was like, really? Yo, I was like, this shit, the style alone is really cool. It's colorful. It's got a crazy score. The use of sound, the use of color, like, it's insane. The close-up shots are so good. It's just, it's a wild ride. And then all the themes in it are just so spot on. It's so relevant to now, which is another thing that makes it so good. In this age of plastic surgery and makeup and trying to look young.
Does it take place? Like,
yeah, it's okay. A lot of people were confused because they were like, because, you know, it's surrounded by a workout show, like an aerobics
site. Yeah, that's what I saw on the trailer. Like,
what the fuck? Nobody watch that shit no more, which they don't. Yeah. But it's definitely present day. We're using iPhones. We're like, you know what I mean? We got fresh new cars and all that. So it's definitely present day, but it's definitely a dystopian world because it's different. It's a French director.
Okay.
She shot it in France. It's supposed to be LA, but she shot it in France. And it's definitely its own little sci-fi world because...
So that's probably why you like it. It's like an artsy...
Oh, it's an artsy sci-fi movie with pretty chicks and because Margaret Qualley looks great. Annie McDowell's daughter. Yeah. She's in it too.
Yeah.
And bro, she was working out. She was going crazy for it because she's supposed to be the younger, hotter version of Demi Moore.
Okay.
And
how do you do that if Demi Moore is the one?
Yeah. I was like, if you're asking me which one I'm taking Demi. I like them long in the tooth. What can I say? So what can I say? You know, she's ripe. You know, she's like, I'm looking at Amy Adams yesterday at Night Bitch and I'm like, Amy Adams, you put some weight on, but she's looking ripe. Looking ripe. I'm like, you're looking
ripe. Wow. You know? And she's probably in your age range.
She is, you know, like late 40s, but
yeah,
she got the long red hair, the pasty white skin. I was like, you're looking ripe. You ain't Bryce Dallas, but you're looking
ripe. Yeah. Oh, like Bryce Dallas and, hey, Argyle was this year.
It was this year. We did watch that. We saw that. Argyle was this year. And I thought about that the other day. I was like, totally forgot about Argyle this year.
Yeah.
There was a lot of shit I saw this year that I forgot I saw. I was like, oh, yeah, I did
you, this. Well, you watch more films than probably anyone I know.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Just in one day, I'll just like, you know, like I watched 5 movies last night in a skate film. So I'm like, I watched 6 things. And I watched finished up Broad City. So, you know, I watched a lot of stuff. But some days I used to do 6, man. I had to cut it down. I'm like, man, I'm getting too tired. But, and then, you know, Saturdays I'll watch a couple too, you know, usually like 2 or 3 or something like that, maybe 4, depending on how the night goes. But yeah, so I usually get in 8 to 10 new movies a week, you know, that I've never seen. So yeah, I'll rack them up quickly. But I did in the last couple weeks, I'm racking up, like I said, I saw Jury Number 2, which was good. I saw Rebel Ridge, which was good.
What was Rebel Ridge about?
Oh, dude, it's about these.
Sorry, I'm yawning. It's not the company.
That's cool.
The holidays take it out of
you. Oh, absolutely, bro. It's about this dude. He's trying to bail his cousin out of jail, and the cops steal his money, and he just kind of goes, like, ape shit on the cops' town to get him back because they don't realize who they're dealing with.
Mm.
And it sounds like a stupid action movie, but it's actually
quite stars layered. It?
This is like black dude with blue eyes.
I remember reading about
big ass jacked black dude with
blue eyes. Yeah, because when it came out, people were like, this dude is an action star.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I was like, this was like Michael B. Jordan should be doing right now.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy was really good. I was really impressed by him. He was good. I'm like, hopefully see him in more stuff. He was good. And all the ladies were feeling him, you know.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Yeah, I was like, well, I know. I was like, now I know all the women were talking about this movie. I was like, I got it now. But, yeah, that was pretty good. But, like I said, Transformers 1, that was hard. Night Bitch was weird. It was decent, but it was weird. And then, like, I watched last week, another good one this year that I really liked that I didn't talk about enough was Kinds of Kindness, Yorgos.
Oh, yes, yes.
I really like that film a lot, actually.
Well, you love him as a director.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Yorgos is the man. I really liked that film in. Jesse Plemons coming on hard, man.
The poster kind of put me off.
Of course, but Jesse Plemons was really good, and so was Emma Stone. She's always good.
Oh, yeah.
But that movie kind of fell under the radar, I think. And, you know, Yorgos listen, bro, you had a crazy year with Poor Things. You can't always win. You know, it's a Baker year. It's Baker's year. It's either Baker's year or the dude who did The Brutalist. Like, because people were really, really feeling that.
That is supposed to come off and then reapply it in a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just told.
It's off now. So.
I was just told. The boss just told me.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
And then, like last week, I watched Conclave. I really liked
it. Oh, yeah,
that.
With Ralph Fiennes. Yeah.
So good. Really shocked and impressed by it. I did not think I'll like a movie about a Pope election so much.
There's a new movie out with him and, I think, Juliette Binoche, like, reuniting, because they were in the
English Patient
together. But it's like, I think that it's a remake of The Odyssey. I believe it's him, Odysseus, coming back.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, you know what I didn't see that I really, really want to see? Nosferatu 2, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing about that.
Yeah, I keep hearing about it, too.
Like, everyone's like, dude, it's the hardest vampire movie. You know, I love vampires, so.
And it's probably Bill Skarsgård's best film of the year since, like, he was in, like, Crow.
Crow 2, yeah, that's probably on the worst of the list here.
Yeah.
And he did that that Boy Kills World movie too, where he doesn't talk.
Oh yeah, yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like,
God,
I did see a lot of shit this year. I forgot about that.
You did, man.
I saw that. We Live in Time.
It was
decent. Good little rom. Well, more rom than com, but it was good. Andrew Garfield going hard for him.
Well, Andrew Garfield is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love him.
Ever since he was Spider-Man.
He is, man.
He's probably my favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love him. I saw The Apprentice.
It's Sebastian Stan's year.
It's his year because A Different Man is really good too. That made my honorable mentions. A Different Man was incredible,
and that's getting a lot of buzz.
Yep, he got nominated for that. He got nominated for both of them, dude, at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
He got nominated for A Different Man in drama and for The Apprentice in comedy.
Wait, or is The Apprentice drama and the other one's comedy?
No, it's The Apprentice is funny, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was cracking up, bro. He had me cracking up. Like, it's serious. It is serious, but, like, it's definitely a black comedy for sure.
Yeah.
Starring white people. Yep, starring white
people. It's a black comedy, starring white
people. Dude, Jeremy Strong was really good in there, bro. He plays that lawyer dude he fucked over.
Oh, yeah, Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn.
Yeah.
He plays him. He killed it. I was like, geez. The Apprentice was really good. Sebastian Stan went hard. I can definitely see why the Trump fans didn't like it. It doesn't make him look good at all. But I watched Heretic. That was decent. Hugh Grant giving one of his maybe his best performance all time.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It's a horror. You know, he's going kind of hard. So I saw Emilio Perez, you know, that Netflix movie that is up for all these awards that's not that good.
Really?
Zoe Saldana is great in it, and Selena Gomez is good, but other than that. And, like, the main chick, the transgendered lady, they're like, she's getting all these noms. I'm like, bro, she was not that good. Like, she was fine. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
The film itself was a musical, and it shouldn't have been. You cut the music out, you got a decent film in your hand. The music really brought it down, in my opinion.
So what do you think about musical? Is Wicked, you saw Wicked.
Yeah.
Is Wicked a musical? I mean, it was, I think, when it was on Broadway. Absolutely. I didn't know how the movie would.
Absolutely musical.
Because I guess The Wizard of Oz kind of is, because they sing a couple songs in it.
Yeah, absolutely musical.
So how do you feel about musicals?
You know, I'm selective about them, you know.
Yes.
You know, my favorite musical is a weird one. It's Dancer in the Dark. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That's like, no musical fan wants to watch that. You know what I'm saying?
They it's
know
true.
What the fuck is this? It's sad as hell.
Yeah.
It's the most depressing shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, but like, you know, I thought it was good.
It's great.
That ending, it reminded me of like a Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I'm like, the ending is so good.
Yeah.
But like, don't put no La La Land on for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mess me with that. you know, you know, a couple of my favorite movies are musicals, Cabaret, all that.
Oh, jazz. Yes. Yeah.
You know, those are really good. I still want to watch Fiddler on the Roof. I've never seen it.
You never saw Fiddler on the Roof?
Nope.
Dude, it's like 3 hours.
I know it's morning. Long. I already knew. And I was like, I want to watch it. I was like, 3 hours. Yep, we're going to have to pick a time. I was like,
yeah. Okay. It's like the early 1900s before the Bolshevik Revolution, and it's Russians trying to get like Russian Jews out of a town.
Nice.
That's really what it's about.
Okay. That's a good thing, you know?
And it's based on short stories I think this guy wrote.
Well, wasn't a short movie.
No, not at all. But it's the songs will get stuck in your head.
Yeah, I heard it's got some best reviews ever.
Yeah, Topol, like, I think, or Zero Mostel. One of them was on Broadway. One of them was in the film.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
The guy that's in the movie was Zarkov and Flash Gordon with Sam Jones.
Oh, okay.
He was like a scientist. Yes, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think he plays Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year is Fiddler on the Roof? 60-something?
69, yeah. I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, shit. Come watch it.
I think your girl, one of your favorite girls, played the matchmaker, I believe, in Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway, if I'm not mistaken. Because my mom used to have the soundtrack when we used to listen to it, the Broadway, the original Broadway.
He was banging it hard. Y'all was going in.
And Bea Arthur.
Love Bea Arthur.
I think she was on Broadway. I don't think she's in the movie.
R.I.P. She was.
Yes. I know, because I know you love the Golden Girls.
Yeah, my favorite Golden Girl.
Did you ever watch Maude that she was in?
No, I never watched it. Was it any good?
Yeah, it was really good. She's the main character.
Yeah, she's great, you know.
And her neighbor, the dude, is married to Rue McClanahan on the show.
Oh, okay.
So Rue McClanahan plays
a little reunited.
And she plays someone who is not anything like Blanche Devereaux.
Not a whore?
No, not at all.
Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about to start now. I finished Broad City. I'm going to do them simultaneously. I'm going to watch Fallout.
Yeah.
Because everybody's been on me about that. But I'm about to watch Strangers with Candy finally.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jerry Blank. Did
Clerks 3. I got to watch
that. Amy Sedaris. Dude, young Stephen Colbert.
Oh, and Stephen Colbert's in there?
It was co-created by Amy Sedaris, Paul Dinello, Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
And, oh, my God. This other guy, and it's terrible because he's in Mitch Rouse.
Okay.
He's in the first episode. He plays like a cop. And it's just great because I grew up watching, and we talked about it before, I grew up watching after school specials, and it makes fun of all those stupid shows where people try to learn a lesson or they try to teach you a lesson about life. And so Jerry Blank, being the 47-year-old ex-prostitute who dropped out of high school, coming back.
I didn't know she was an ex-prostitute.
Yes. She's an ex-drug addict, ex-prostitute.
Oh, my God. Everything.
And Colbert is, like, her English teacher. And Paul Dinello is...
How old is he in that?
Probably, like, early to mid-30s.
Colbert?
Yeah, because he's, like, 60 now, and it was 25, 26 years
ago. Colbert 60?
Yeah.
You know, I guess his show did get booming around, like, what, 2008, 2009?
Yeah, 2005 is when Colbert Report started.
Damn!
But he was...
I didn't start watching it till like... Probably 08.
But he was on The Daily Show from like 98.
That I remember. He was looking pretty young then.
Yeah, he looked young for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't seen him in a while. Let's see. He doesn't do the Colbert Report, right?
No. The Colbert Report ended in 2014, in December of 2014, because he got the job to take over for David Letterman when he retired. So he does The Late Show now with Stephen Colbert.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, he's so good. It's Stephen Colbert
trying to
Stephen Colbert because it's Stephen Colbert as himself instead of Stephen Colbert as a character named Stephen Colbert who is making fun of Fox News.
Okay,
people.
Yeah.
So it's just him as himself now instead of.
So you miss a little bit of that bite, huh?
He has more of a bite, but I think it means more because you know it's coming from him instead of him making fun of, like, Bill O'Reilly at the time.
Okay.
Or, like, Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson. Okay. Like, those types of guys who try to pass their opinions off as news.
Yeah.
Because that's what the Colbert Report did.
Yeah.
And he did a great job in, like, aping that style and being, like, do you know, I don't know if he's still around. There used to be a news anchor, Stone Phillips. He used to do, like, Dateline. He used to be on NBC stuff.
Okay.
And that's who Colbert got his news voice from was Stone Phillips, and he was his first guest on the Colbert Report.
Oh, that's dope.
And they did a gravitas off where they both said crazy things and tried to make it sound really serious. And it was awesome.
That's dope.
But yeah, him and Strangers with Candy, it's great because he's young. They were all in Second City together, these people, and they created a show before that called Exit 57, which was on Comedy Central for like one season. It was a bunch of sketch comedy.
Okay.
And then they did Strangers with Candy, which I think was a lot better.
Okay.
And it's just incredible because you can do so much more with this crazy, weird, fucked up character. And like her teachers are fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. Like the principal is this huge black dude, and his name is Principal Blackman. I know. I know, but and the way
Principal Black.
And the way he delivers his lines is just so incredible. You gotta see it. Like, it's so great. And the guest stars. Oh, like, there's so many great guest stars. I think Winona Ryder's in an episode.
Oh, no, my girl.
Like, there's so many great people. Like, I want to say Paul Rudd, but I might be wrong. But, like, Tim Meadows from SNL.
Oh, man, Tim Meadows is great, too.
He's in an episode because somebody spray paints the N-word on a wall in the school. And, oh, it's so funny, though. It's so good. You got to see it. The way they handle things and don't really ever solve anything. Did you ever see the show? It was on True TV a few years ago called Those Who Can't. It was about really shitty teachers.
No, I'm not a showrunner.
Yeah. That was a really good show starring these comedy guys from like Colorado called the Grawlicks. The Grawlicks is like the symbols you put into text when you want to have swear words, but you can't have them.
Oh, okay. Same symbols.
Yeah.
Ampersand.
Yes.
Bounce.
Yeah. Hashtags.
Yeah.
That's what Grawlix is. Okay, that's funny.
Never knew what that was.
But there's a woman in the show that plays one of the teachers. She, I think, got her start on Strangers with Candy as like another student.
Okay.
And you would love her.
All right.
Because she is a redhead.
Okay.
And yeah, your porcelain skin redhead.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really great. You just got to see Amy Sedaris is so brilliant in that show. It's, oh God, and I've loved her ever since.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
And At Home with Amy Sedaris. It should be on Max because that was on True TV.
Okay.
It's her playing like herself, and then she plays like some of her neighbors and all these other people, and it's her just doing crazy shit around her house for like holidays and just doing crafty things.
I'm sure that's funny.
It's incredible. It is incredible. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just heard your girlfriend. Yeah. You will enjoy.
I was pulling something up, but I'm going to watch that. I'll let you know how I like it. I'm sure I'll like it. I'm sure it's funny.
And there is a movie. So if you like the show, the movie's not as good as the show, but we could actually do the movie sometime if you wanted to.
Okay. Yeah.
Early Chris Pratt is in that film.
Early Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a tripster.
It was right after Everwood, I think. The first show he was in on the WB.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just pulled up a list here. I went to Rotten Tomatoes to see what they had for the best movies of the year.
Okay, yeah, let's check it out.
All We Imagine is Light. I heard that's good. Haven't seen it.
Mm.
Nowhere Special. I heard that was good. Also haven't seen it. Girls Will Be Girls. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. On Becoming a Guinea Fowl. That's probably a documentary. Didn't see it.
Yeah, probably. It sounds like
Roy, Texas. Interesting. Didn't see it. Ghostlight. Didn't see it. Thelma. I really want to see it. And I almost watched it last night.
Thelma.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. It's about this old lady who's doing some shit. It looks funny. His Three Daughters. Almost watched that last night. I want to see it. I'm going to watch that soon. Robot Dreams. I thought that was last year, technically. But that's supposed to be really good, too. Good One. Didn't see that. The Crime Is Mine. This looks weird.
Crime Is Mine.
I didn't see that. Black Box Diaries. Didn't see that.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
It's about
sexual assault, so.
Oh, well, never mind. It probably is dirty, but not in the way I was thinking.
Did they redo The Count of Monte Cristo this year?
They seem to redo it all the time.
Well, it's got really good scores. Didn't see it. The Goldman Case. Didn't see it. Is it Aisha? Didn't see it. But I do like it. It's the chick from Black Panther, his sister.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know who you mean.
Molly and Max in the Future. Didn't see it. A lot of weird shit on here. Lola, I wanted to see this. Didn't see it. Wow, Robot, very good. Loved it. Late Night with the Devil. That was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, with David Dax.
Dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Dots. Yeah. I really want to see this. Sing Sing with Coleman Domingo. I want to see that, too.
Hmm.
That's supposed to be good. The Promised Land, I wanted to see that. Mads Mikkelsen, he's good.
Oh, he is good.
Hundreds of Beavers. This is supposed to be really funny. Like, yes, I've been hearing about this a lot.
Yeah, I did see that, like, advertised.
People were like, there was a lot of people like, yeah, I loved it. Flow is supposed to be good too, animated. I didn't see that. I wanted to see that. Do not expect too much from the end of the world. I heard about that. Looked all right.
Yeah.
Totem, that seemed kind of interesting. I kind of want to see that. Crossing, didn't see. Tiger Stripes, that looked weird, didn't see. Remarkable Life of Aveline, didn't see. A Real Pain, we'll see very soon.
Yes.
Can't wait for that. Dee Dee, I saw that. Dee Dee was good. Skater movie.
Okay.
Fancy Dance. Did not see that. It's Lily Gladstone. That's cool. Her doing some work.
And yeah.
Has really good reviews. So cool. Oddity. That's supposed to be really good, too. I wanted to see that. Rebel Ridge. that was pretty good. It has a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's a Netflix movie.
Netflix boy.
Wow.
Io Capitano. I heard that was decent. It's Red Rooms. That looked okay. The Last Stop in Yuma County. This looks kind of fun. Didn't see that. Musica, didn't see that. The Vardalock, didn't see that. Fitting In, didn't see that. Hitman, I saw that, really good. That's a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
And a 92 from users. It's good, you need to watch it.
I do admit, when you first said Hitman, I was thinking of The Killer from last year.
Oh, that was great, I loved
it. Yeah, yeah, with...
our boy Fincher and Michael Fass.
Yes.
My guy.
Yeah.
Kneecap, Fire Inside. That was supposed to be good. Hard Truths. That looks decent. Sleep. Exhibiting Forgiveness. Infested. A lot of these out.
Infested?
Yeah, it looks gross. In Flames. Sujo. Vanel and Adama. Anora. That's good, obviously. Anora was... one of my tops of the year, my man Sean Baker. He about to win a bunch of awards. Love Lies Bleeding, that made my top. Also, oh, yeah. I love that
film. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that, like, weightlifting.
Yep.
Yeah, or bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding, well, yeah. Same thing. Kristen Stewart's great. So is Kitty O'Brien. She was very, very good.
Well, it seems like weightlifting and bodybuilding, because if bodybuilding, it's like a different
it's a lifestyle goal,
right?
Yeah, it's a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can just... lift weights. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm out of shape, but I lift weights all the time because I'm always...
You lift folks.
Yeah, yeah. It's people.
Real heavy.
Yeah.
The Brutalist. God, I want to see that so bad.
See, some of these films just came out on Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
My Memoir of a Snail. I want to see that. That's supposed to be really cute.
Memoir of a Snail.
Yeah, it's an animated film.
Yeah, it's like... is it stop motion or something?
I think so. Yeah, it looks stop motion.
Yeah.
That looks good. Almost a fucking new life inside the yellow cocoon shell. I think a lot of these are just some of the best review. Conclave, good. Juror Number 2 is good. I wanted to see this. Fam, I heard that was good. I wanted to see that. Close Your Eyes. It's just hard to watch all this shit, bro.
Like, yeah, because
damn movies.
There's only 24 hours in a day.
Times in a day, and people, you know, have fucking lives. I don't get paid for this shit. Dune 2, of course,
yes.
Different man.
You don't get paid to do this yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Orion in the Dark. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, you did
that.
See that.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was decent. Touch. Some weird ones here. Inside Out 2, good. Heretic. Let's talk about Heretic for a second.
Okay,
you know what that's about?
It's about 2 hours?
It is about 2 hours.
Okay.
It's Hugh Grant plays this dude. He lives in this house, and these two little Mormon girls come to his door. One of them, the chick, fuck, what was her name? Sophie Bell, or something like that. She's cute. But these two Mormon girls come to his house to try to spread the word of Mormonism. And
does he want to spread something else? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
He is challenging all their beliefs.
Oh, really?
It gets really horror-y. It was okay. I didn't love it.
I like that kind of thing because
you would like it.
The only problem I really have with, like, organized religion It's just that everyone thinks they're right.
Yep.
And if they think they're right, everyone else has to be wrong.
Yep.
And that's the only thing I like the fact that people believe in something and have like a community of like-minded people. But that doesn't mean that like a Muslim person is wrong or a Hindu or whatever. You know what I mean?
I always say that. I'm like, how do we know who's right?
And the real problem is a lot of these Christian churches don't even like each other.
Yeah.
But they all use the same book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the frustrating part for me. A lot of people think I'm an atheist because I say these kinds of things.
Bro, but you're a Catholic school veteran.
I know. So it's like, come on, I'm old school, Catholic old school.
Yeah.
But I had a college professor at one point in time named Chukwudubem Okafor, and you can't
That's a name.
It is a name. He was from Nigeria.
I figured that.
He was somewhere
over there.
He was a Nigerian poet, so it was a world lit class.
Okay.
And someone asked him one time. And this is back in like 96. They asked him one time, like, what his belief was. And he's like, I'm a Godian. I believe there's a higher power out there, and that's it. But he also pointed out, he's like, there's an irony, or maybe like being an atheist is an oxymoron because you have to acknowledge the existence of something in order to not believe it.
Yep.
So he's like, if anyone says they're an atheist, it's not actually true.
Yeah, you're just kind of anti.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just going against what you believe to be, to poke a bear with a short stick.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've kind of been thinking about like spirituality and faith being different from religion.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think religion, like more the dogma, to coin a phrase from Kevin Smith, you know, the dogmatic stuff is what I think is man-made, whereas whatever you get from it is a more like it's higher the level.
Spiritual shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You should read your Bible, sirs.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, more Kevin Smith.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's my dream. Did you know that Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah.
But you should check it out then. You might like it.
Yeah, yeah, I might.
My old ass.
Oh yeah,
that was decent. It should have had more Aubrey Plaza in it. A lot of people really liked it. I thought it was good. I didn't love it, but I thought it was decent.
Yeah,
Woman of the Hour. That was decent. Anna Kendrick's directorial debut.
That's about the like dating game killer or something.
Yeah, yeah, that was decent.
Yeah,
you know, Hell in the Kitchen, Limbo, Joy, Bookworm. Furioso, we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, George Miller.
Since we talked about.
George Miller did a great job.
He did. He's a beast.
Yeah.
This September 5 movie, I think it looks fucking trash, bro.
What?
You think it looks good? I think it looks good. September 5, during the 1972 Munich Olympics, an American sports broadcasting crew finds itself thrusted into covering the hostage crisis involving Israeli.
Oh, so it's kind of like that Spielberg movie that was about that with Eric Bana and Daniel Craig.
I never saw it. Find itself thrust into covering the hostage crisis involving Israeli athletes. Which I'm like, I don't know. The trailer just looked kind of poop to me.
Poop.
Yeah.
There it is.
I thought it looked poop. I mean, it's got
poop.
90 on the tomatoes, you know. But then I think that list was just some of the best reviewed films of the year. But like me, like
what do reviewers really know?
They don't know.
I mean, compared
to play.
That's true.
Like all of us,
they do. But I often wonder that. Like I was thinking about because you know obviously I enjoyed Joker,
mm-hmm.
which I was just say Joker 2 because I don't want to mess up the French part of the title.
Say film
cause,
you do
because I might like wee all over
wee all over. Yep.
So like. Do they understand like the source material if it's something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Like that's always my concern when it comes to things like that. Like if you don't get the source material, whereas most films that they go into, there's really no source material unless it's based on a book.
Yeah,
and that you could just read like a book
review.
Read
a book, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Some films I didn't get to see this year that I still need to see: The Brutalist, Gladiator 2, A Real Pain, Complete Unknown. Baby Girl, I want to see that shit so bad. Queer, His Three Daughters.
Queer. I forgot about that.
And Sing Sing. Those were like some of the main ones. But some of my favorites, man, I'll throw in some like Blink Twice, I really loved.
Oh, yeah, you did love that movie.
I did. Obviously, we talked about Dune, a French film starring Léa Seydoux, who I love, who was also in Dune 2. The Beast. It's a French trippy sci-fi film, art house as fuck.
Okay.
Talk about Love Lies Bleeding, Hitman, The Wild Robot, Saturday Night, of course, which we will have an episode. By the time this is out, that'll be out.
So yes. That. Yeah.
Anora, we talked about. One we didn't talk about that I love, and I watched again the other night, and I just fall in love with it more and more every time I watch it. Challengers.
Oh, yeah, with Zendaya.
Zendaya.
It said tennis film. Yes.
Challengers is fire, bro. That's one of the best. That was my number two.
Really?
Yeah, Challengers. Really? I put it ahead of Anora. Challengers is tense. It's sexy. It's fun. It's got it all, man. It's got a style to it. And I think the message is actually there. And it has one of the better endings of the year. About this year's movies, a lot of endings weren't great. A lot of endings left me like, oh, you guys could have tied this up a little better. But Challengers actually is one of the best endings of the year. Even better than The Substance's ending, in my opinion. Even though The Substance is still on top of the year.
Yeah.
That's
got to be the hardest part of making a film, though, figuring out how to wrap it up.
How to wrap it up, absolutely.
Especially if you're in that kind of thing where the producers have more of a say. Like let's say you're doing, I know they're doing test screenings of James Gunn's Superman right now.
Sure, it's testing through the roof.
And they're doing, I think, just some pickup shots. So people are, like, all up in arms, like, how, you know, well, they have to, they're reshooting this movie because people think it sucks. And it's like, well, pickup shots, I think, are usually just, like, transitional kind of things. Mm-hmm. For it to make scenes better, because not all the special effects are done. You know what I mean? So, if you have, think about the original Justice League, right? When Zack Snyder had to take time off because his daughter committed suicide and he needed emotional time off.
Yeah,
and then crazy. The producers had Joss Whedon come in, reshoot like 80% of the film.
It all up.
Yeah, and made it, it's still, I still love that version just because it's the first time I saw them all together.
Yep.
But when I saw Zack Snyder's Justice League, it's like, yeah,
this is a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's like, why the fuck did they change it? Because, well,
people, they were like, he's going to do what he did with Avengers.
Yeah, that's yeah. Really. And it's like, but it wasn't set up the same way that Avengers was. No. So, and I wonder if that's like the hardest part of filmmaking is when producers are like, it's my money. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the viewers want or you want, even though you wrote it, directed it.
You're putting all the work into it. I'm just putting the dollar up.
Yeah.
But without the dollar, it don't get made.
So. Yeah, exactly. So
it's like,
so I wonder if that's like a really tough place to be in.
I'm sure it is. But I don't know. I feel like Joss Whedon just had a lucky strike with fucking
Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Jon Favreau set it all up with Iron Man. So he had a great lead in with all those films. So Favreau did Iron Man 1 and 2. Louis Lemire did Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh did Thor, and Joe Johnston, who did like The Rocketeer and like Jurassic Park 3, and he
Captain America,
and he did Captain America, and he started out doing special effects work in the Star Wars movies.
What?
He helped design Boba Fett, for fuck's sake,
Jesus,
yeah, that's so
the most iconic fucking like sci-fi action characters ever.
Yeah, so like,
and you're working with some top tier ass talent.
Yeah,
so you're working with Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo and like Tom Hiddleston and like all these fucking high level actors. So it's like, it made his job easy. And everybody's like, after Avengers, we're like, he's a god, and he thought he was a god too.
Yeah, but it's like,
he just dropped nothing but turds after that.
But see, I read he wrote a script for Wonder Woman in like the mid 2000s, and I've read that, and it's like, it's okay. It's not as good as what we got. Like, the Wonder Woman we got was awesome.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
He did Buffy, right?
Yeah, he did do Buffy. The movie and the show. Angel.
Listen, I love the Buffy movie, okay?
I do too. It's a cult classic. Donald Sutherland.
Donnie Sutherland.
Pee Wee Herman.
Christy Swanson.
Yeah, Luke Perry.
Yep, Luke Perry, bro. Yeah. David Arquette.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
also, happy belated birthday. Christy Swanson just turned.
What is she like? Something.
55, she's maybe? Too. Maybe 54, 55.
She's still looking good, too.
Yeah. So she was super young in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, my cousin's 16, brother's 14, uncle's
14.
Probably 15,
yeah,
maybe 14, tops.
15, yeah.
Yeah. So when she was Buffy, she was like early 20s.
Yeah, she'd be like 20, maybe 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah, Rucker Hauer.
Rucker Howard, yeah. Bro. The man. He's yeah. the man, bro. After Blade Runner.
Yeah.
He's the man. But
and look, he's in Batman Begins.
He is, bro. You know,
he's that dick in Wayne. Wayne, is it Wayne Tech? The Wayne company changes names. So I don't know if it's like Wayne Corp or Wayne Tech. Well, it's usually Luther Corp when it's like Luther. So
I don't remember all these damn names.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, speaking of Batman, though.
Yeah.
When are we getting the next Matt Reeves?
Apparently, this past week, it came out that it might be delayed until 2027.
27?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bro, the first one was what? 22?
It was early 22. February.
I was like, early.
Because we went to see it. We saw that shit. It was you, me, Frilish, and Chandler.
Chandler, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
we sat there, like, mesmerized. Yo, the entire season was incredible.
Fire. I was so mad to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to piss my damn pants if I don't go. I did not want to get up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the longer I wait, it's just going to keep getting better, so I might as well just go. I think I ran to that fucking bathroom, dude. Like, not because I had to pee that. Well, I did have to pee, but I was like,
because you got to get back.
I was like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it was like a fucking, I felt like I had a gallon in me. I'm like, come on.
It's like Austin Powers.
After yeah, you know, when he's freezing.
Yeah.
He shakes his leg and just keeps going. That shit is so fucking classic. Damn, that's 27?
Yeah.
They're tripping. That's going to be one of the best movies of 27, though.
Yeah, you know it just because the way that they set it up.
It's set up for. If he fucks this up, he sucks.
Yeah.
You can't mess this up. It's all the characters are just right.
Yeah.
There's nothing to fix.
I guess it's really who they decide will be the
villain.
The villain. Because if, like, let's say Barry Keoghan's Joker.
I'm ready for all of that.
I hope they don't use him as a villain, but they use him as, like, a Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. Yes,
because that is a relationship they have in some Batman world.
Yes, yes.
So, like I told you about that game I was playing where you guys are friends.
Yes,
like,
yes.
That would be lit. Oh, Barry Keoghan, he going to make a case for, I don't say he's Ledger or nothing.
Yeah.
He going to make a case for our best Joker. Bro.
But that's just it, because any... Like, Matt Reeves' Joker should be different than Christopher Nolan.
Absolutely.
And it should be different than Todd Phillips, and it should be different because it's a different Batman. Like,
yeah, like, this Joker, I think, should be more empathetic, honestly.
Yeah.
Because this Batman isn't swagged out and confident.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't feel as, I guess, envious of this version of Batman because he's still in such a deep depression and still in mourning and shit. It's like, this ain't Christian Bale.
No.
Totally different books and Batman than Christian Bale.
Because Christian Bale...
He's like, I'm the man.
Yeah.
Say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, Batman Begins, he walk in with them hoes. He's like, I'm about to buy this place, though.
Yes. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, I was like, it's good. Yeah. George Clooney, smooth as fucking ice.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, so, and this...
I
was about to call.
Oh my god!
Edward Cullen, bro.
Oh,
Rob Pattinson, my bad, brother.
Yeah,
you've outgrown that role for sure. Bobby P, this dude's emo, crying, sad. You know, makeup.
Listening to Nirvana.
A lot.
Yeah.
On repeat.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, never mind, never left the tape deck.
Yeah.
He's probably listened to it on tape.
Yeah. He's like, now I got to switch over so I can hear Territorial Pissings.
Oh, great song.
I was talking about that song earlier.
Yeah, by the way.
Just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not after you.
Yeah.
That's what I was quoting,
that's
actually.
That's such
really.
A good song. That whole fucking album.
Front is that the one that's like, come on, people now?
Try it.
That actually sounded incredible, believe it or not. I mean you obviously know the song.
Yeah, oh, bro, I used to skate to that song all the time back when I was like 13. You know what I mean?
I think Badge is my favorite song on that whole album.
Oh, that's... we've talked about this album.
Yeah.
It's too hard. It's a mood thing, dude.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's going to be Come As You Are. Sometimes it's going to be In Bloom. Sometimes it's going to be Something in the Way, bro. Something in the Way, especially when they use it in Batman. I'm just like, this is perfect. It's too hard. Stay Away is like sometimes, like, I'm just like, That's how I feel. Some days. You know, that's a really, there's a song for every mood you could possibly have on that album. Even though it's a depressing ass album, there's still happy mood songs on there.
There's one song, I wish I could remember the name of it. Because I remember watching the, like behind the scene, the making of it, like after. So it's like Butch Vig talking about it and everyone else, because it was after his death. And they were talking about this one song that I love, and I can't remember the name of it because for some reason, why would I remember the name of it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Breed. That's a good song.
Yes. Something.
Yeah, I just need the track list, everybody. Drain You.
Troll. That's a good one.
Yeah, apparently there's like five different guitars in the beginning of that song.
Really?
That they all, that, you know, they like overlap like onto each other. But Kurt played like the same way for like five different guitar sounds. Yeah. Like somehow he was able to do that.
I think he was a better guitar player than people gave him credit for. Because the music was so simple.
But yeah.
They're talented, bro. Oh, yeah. On a plane?
Oh, my God. The way they harmonize?
Yes.
Yeah. Even the unplugged version.
Yes, bro. That's one of the best unplugged albums that
ever. It's probably one of the best live albums ever made.
The Nirvana Unplugged was so fucking good.
Dude. I was talking about that earlier with Felicia about how, like, you know, I think Bowie was kind of, like, Bowie still had his fans, but when Nirvana covered Man Who Sold the World, his career, like, exploded
again. Yeah, they were like, hey, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he's a totally different era. You know, Bowie came out in the 60s.
Yeah, that's when it started,
Nirvana was 90s, you know what I mean? So,
but Kurt loved to promote, like, bands that he loved. Like, obviously, like, in that Unplug the Meat Puppets.
Meat Puppets.
I think the Vaseline's, that was Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam. Mm-hmm. Lead Belly with Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Even though that's like old blues.
I'm going to have to listen. I don't remember that one.
My girl, don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Damn. Yeah, they had a lot of good covers.
And the Pines. And
never
the
thought
pines,
about.
The Sun Don't Ever Shine.
I never thought about how many covers they did.
Half that album is covers.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. It's just because they're so damn good, you're just letting it flow.
Because there's three Meat Puppet songs. There's The Man Who Sold the World, Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam, and Where Did You Sleep Last Night? That's seven tracks on that album. Yeah.
Damn, they were going stupid, man.
But he opens it up perfect with About a Girl, because he's like, this is on her first album. Most people don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck you for thinking Nevermind is our first album.
Oh, that's insane.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like,
because if you don't know Bleach.
Bleach. I was like, Bleach is a banger, bro.
Oh, my God.
Bleach is
Negative Creep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, school.
Back in middle school, Bleach was getting some pretty burnt. Yeah, because Bleach is what, 89?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, 89.
Yeah.
Nevermind came out like when I was born.
Yeah, 90. It came out, I think I looked it up. It was like a week or two before you were born.
Crazy.
Yes.
Damn, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane. Stop. Nah, fucking.
And dude, in utero.
Dude.
Or as Felicia always calls it, afterbirth. She always calls it the wrong name, but
in utero is so dark.
It's in utero is like Bleach and Nevermind.
Had a child.
It's the synthesis of both of those albums. It is. They had utero a baby.
This makes me so sad when I listen to it.
Frances Farmer will have her revenge on Seattle. I miss the comfort in being sad.
I miss the comfort in being sad. Speaking of Frances Bean, though, who's she with? She's dating Tony Hawk's son.
She's married to Tony Hawk's son. Yes.
I was like, she's married to Riley. Yeah, that's pretty nutty.
Yeah.
That's pretty nutty. Anywho, how do we start talking about fucking Nevermind for 10 minutes?
Oh, we were talking about Batman.
Oh, that's right.
Because he asked me about Batman, too.
Yeah, so that needs to come out. I'm sick and tired of waiting on that.
But, yeah. Honestly, Beyond the Spider-Verse and Batman 2 might come out the same year now.
Yeah, they pissed me off with that. But a couple others I'll highlight, though.
Yeah.
Good films that I thought were pretty good, but weren't like worth like going crazy over. Alien Romulus.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah,
you watched it.
It was good,
right? I did watch Alien Romulus.
Yeah, see, look at you, Laura. Yes. See, we had to jog it a little bit.
Yeah.
I love Kaylee Spiney, bro. She's incredible.
That dude who played
the droid.
Yeah.
Black dude.
He's actually a really good actor. He's a good British actor.
Yeah, see, he's British. He's in a British movie called Rye Lane that's really good. A little like love coming of age story. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I liked him. The Outrun with Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, yeah. She has that blue hair, right?
Yeah. Absolutely incredible in there. She She's getting snubbed this award season. I'm not a fan of it because she plays an alcoholic in there. I was like, Saoirse, you got me scared. She was good. Wow. She's incredible, bro. She's already a legend, bro. She's only 30 years old. She's already somehow a legend. She already feels like a Kate Blanchett or
well, she started out like with Wes Anderson and your girl Greta Gerwig.
She started with the right folks.
Yes, yes.
So that helped, but she didn't. Dude, she was gonna be fine either way, dude. She's fucking brilliant. Something about that woman. And she's not super sexy or anything like that. It's just something about the way that bitch moves on a screen. She's captivating, bro. Like, she just reminds me of a young Kate Blanchett.
I can see it, like, even like the shape of her face and stuff. Mm-hmm. I could see it, and the style from what I've seen her in.
Because, mm-hmm, I think Kate Blanchett, I think she's aging really well, but I don't think she's necessarily super good looking. She's okay. But when she's on screen, man, something about her is just, like, you just can't take your eyes off of her. And Saoirse Ronan has got the same thing going on.
Sometimes beauty isn't necessarily like...
And just the physical.
See, it's also what you feel for the person.
That's what I'm like, Saoirse, I'm like, if she spoke to me, bro, I'd start fluttering, bro. Like, I feel like I'd be more nervous to meet her than Jane Fonda, as weird as that is. Mm. You know, because... Jane, I'd be like, Jane, sweetheart, you know, I feel like we would just vibe, right?
Yes,
Saoirse Ronan, I'd be like, how you doing, Miss Ronan? You know what I mean? She'd be like,
she's younger.
Yeah, she'd be like, Miss Ronan.
Yeah, like, did you just call me ma'am?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sorry, I might curtsy or something.
You might curtsy.
Yeah, like, you know, they'll do something embarrassing. But like, if I met Rachel S., I'd be like, what's up, girl? Come here. But I don't know, some of like, Saoirse Ronan just meets you.
Is it the Irish accent?
That's part of it, I think, bro. Yeah. Something about that Irish, like, man, she's just gonna hit me with that. I don't know, hit me with a pint of Guinness or something.
She'll have you kiss the Blarney Stone after everyone pisses on
her. Yeah, feed me potatoes. But Long Legs was decent. Nicolas Cage, performance in Long Legs. Good horror.
Yeah,
for the time. You know, it was decent, and it was absolutely incredible, but it was decent. But I still, there are some I got to see. Like, I want to see Sing Sing with Colin Domingo.
Is that about the prison, or is that about... Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's supposed to be incredible. Colin Domingo is probably an Oscar now. And I got to see A Complete Unknown, dude.
Yeah.
Chalamet playing Bobby D. Got to see that, you know what I'm saying? But,
Is Sing Sing... Hold on here. You said Colman Domingo?
Yeah. He was up for Oscar last year for Rustin.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was a Netflix movie, wasn't it?
It was okay, but his performance is why you watch it. You don't watch it for the story. You watch it for the performance. That shit was incredible.
Yeah.
I still got to see Maria with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
She's up for some awards. I still got to see that. I still got to see Babes, comedy movie with my girl Alana Glazer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think I do have a thing for Jewish girls, bro. I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I just didn't realize it until I was like, wow, I'm really attracted to Jewish women. Like, I'm always attracted to them.
But what's wrong with that, though? You have a type, man.
Not a damn thing, bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hot, bro. That's what, like, when I found out Rachel S. wasn't Jewish, it kind of even said.
No. She has that kind of look, though, which is weird to say.
She always plays Jewish. She always played it. So most Jews play Jews. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You know, like, Seth Rogen's always playing a Jew, you know?
I don't think Seth Rogen could play anything other than that. No,
bro, watch. The Fablemans and Seth Rogen gonna show you a different side of him. You're like, Seth?
Wait, but is he playing a Jewish guy in there?
He's probably supposed to be Jewish, but I mean,
well, yeah, I would think it was Fableman.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, he's probably supposed to be Jewish, but he's not in the family though. But
yeah,
you know, Jewish people hang out. So
speaking of like Fablemans, right? I was watching the 67 Spider-Man cartoon.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to prepare in case I have to write, you know, some kind of like dissertation for my master's eventually.
Okay.
So I'm doing some research into like older comics and adaptations and stuff. And some of these villains, they say Spider-Man as if it's like a Jewish last name. Like, oh, it's Spider-Man. And I'm like, Spider-Man. I'm like, Spider-Man. Like, what the? I just saw him down at the temple.
Yeah, next thing we got Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Bruce Batman. Peter Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I was like, why are they pronouncing it like this? Like, they need to put the hyphen in it. Because sometimes they don't. Aquaman. Yeah, Aquaman.
I like that, Aquaman. Yeah. I'm going to start calling, if I met Jason Momoa, the Aquaman. Speaks to me.
He's going
to
be Lobo in the new DCU.
I'm hyped, bro. I
heard it.
He does. He's a skater. He
hangs up. Do you know who Lobo is as a character?
No, I don't, but
I will show you.
He's playing, I'm hyped.
I will show you a picture of Lobo, and you'll be like, this is the most obvious casting I've ever.
And I'm totally fine with that. I'm fine with obvious casting if it should be.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, when you see what this character looks like, I'll show you like a 90s version of Lobo.
Ah! That's perfect.
Yeah, and that's Lobo in the 90s.
Dude, it's dope. He's like a punk rock, big old biker type.
Yeah, he's like an alien, like, bounty hunter.
Dude, he's going to kill this role. He's going to have so much fucking fun with him.
Yeah, but he's kind of always
looked like Jason Momoa. Yeah, like he's just chilling, looking like Jason Momoa.
It's crazy because he looked like Jason Momoa before Jason Momoa looked like Jason Momoa.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Jason Momoa was probably like 12 when that comic came out.
Yeah, actually, the character's been around since 83.
Okay, Jason Momoa.
So Jason Momoa was like four.
Four or five, yeah. He's getting a little older.
Yeah, he's like.
He's probably like born like
79.
Born 79, 80, yeah, something like that. So, I mean, hey, he's the man. He's living it.
He is, yeah. He made Aquaman great.
I mean, who else could have played him, you know? Bradley Cooper?
Have you ever seen the show Reacher?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know
Alan Richardson.
Yeah, he was in he's in that Gentleman movie.
Yeah, yeah. Ungentlemanly Warfare, yeah. The Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah, he's in that. And he was in another movie I watched that I thought he was pretty good in.
He played Aquaman in Smallville.
Oh, okay.
He actually played Aquaman.
All right. He was like.
And Justin Hartley, the guy who plays Tracker, and he was on This Is Us, he played Green Arrow on Smallville, but he also played Aquaman in a TV pilot that never got picked up. So they did have, like, Aquaman. Looks like your girl.
She got a new show or stand up. I'm going to watch it. She'll be funny. I love her, man. She's funny as hell. She's easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Well, so you saw what's that movie where it's like the girls, they're friends, and it's like before their one friend was getting married. It's like Kate McKinnon's in it. She's in it.
I don't think I saw it.
It's not Girls' Night. It's something else.
I don't think I saw it.
You would probably love it.
You saw it?
Yeah, Cora and I watched it before. Yeah, I like Kate McKinnon.
Okay.
From SNL.
SNL, yeah. SNL crew, they're good. Alana Glizzy. Yeah.
I forget the name of that movie now. Cora would know.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
Yeah.
She's probably brought it up. I probably just forgot.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they go to the beach for like their one friend's. I guess they're going out before the one friend gets married, and you know, just shit happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any other films you want to talk about? New ones?
I don't know. I could talk about Joker 2 for a while because I've been analyzing it in my head. I got to rewatch it though.
I do too. I definitely want to rewatch it because I did enjoy it. Like, bro, halfway through, I was like, why the fuck are people hating on this joint? I was like, this joint is fire. I was like, what do you mean?
A lot of people like don't understand, I think, why there were musical numbers in it,
but they worked.
Well, they worked because of the way Arthur's mind works.
Mm-hmm. It felt like the mind of a psycho.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because psycho people always sing songs and dance and shit. So it made sense to me.
And if you
think... none of them were overdone. It wasn't no flashy productions with everybody dancing on tables and doing weird shit and washing cars. It was like, it would be an intimate moment of a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, he grew up watching TV because his life was so shit. Like, That's how he envisioned love.
He was literally raised by a television.
Yeah.
You know, so everything through his lens, that was happiness. Those songs, those dance numbers, moments like that. That shit made sense to me. Because when I did hear it was going to be a musical, I was like, bro.
But it's not like all a musical, though.
But the way I saw he did it, it's I'm like, there's a good like 45, 50 minutes straight where you don't hear a music number. You
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, and there's so, probably like five in the whole 2.5, almost 3 hour movie.
And stylistically, it's after he meets Harley.
Harley, which
so sense. Yeah, so you know it has more to do with like his emotions and how he's feeling and how he expresses things, because he never learned how to be constructive about emotions or anything.
Speaking of Harley, I had an issue with, as much as I love Gaga and how she portrayed her,
yeah,
I don't like the direction he took with her. It made me sad because I fell in love with the character and then I hated the damn character.
Well, you know, it's not like the Margot Robbie version, which is more like the comics and the cartoon. Sexy. Yeah.
Because Margot Robbie, oh my
God. Her version is more like, once again, I think it shows in the film how society uses people. Like, she was using Arthur for that high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that high of being.
She never was going to get on her own.
Yes, yes, because she was well off.
Yeah, but you were well off.
Yeah.
You ain't got no real
she was
problems.
Slumming.
Yeah, she was slumming.
Trying
know?
To get that.
Get that experience.
Yeah, that adrenaline rush of being with the bad boy. And then when he's like,
I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
She's like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, come on, Harley, you ain't gonna make me fall for you, though. And then you gonna fucking do that to me. I'm like, you took this man's virginity.
Yeah.
In a cell.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yo, if you ain't seen Joker 2, my bad. they're like, what? Wait, I see that. Look, this shit's been on max for like 2 months, dude. Like,
yeah.
And it should definitely longer than that, probably. You should have been
at least a month on max.
At minimum.
And it was in theaters since October.
Yeah, I'm like,
so.
Was that October?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, no, never mind.
Or the end of October. No, it was the beginning, because then
the beginning.
It was right after our birthday.
Yeah, because I was like, man, I don't know why I thought it was September. But
because
yeah.
Venom the Last Dance was the end of October.
Okay. So yeah. All right. But hey. Shit. I don't know. You gotta love Tom Hardy. He's a man.
Yeah.
But Joker, man, it took you on a ride. You can't hate it, bro. Like, there's a few directors. Like, I know you said QT loved it.
Yeah.
There was, I forgot what director was. It was an Asian director. He said he thought it was one
Hideo
of his
Kojima
favorites.
From Metal Gear Solid.
Yes,
guy.
Yes. He was like, it's so good. And I was like, I understand why the people who are champion for it, I do get why.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's a lot to like about it. I thought it was cool stylistically.
Yeah, it's honestly, cinematic-wise, it's a masterpiece how it was put together.
It really was.
You may not like the execution of the end.
I didn't like
wink,
it.
Wink, wink,
but
nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I'm not going to sit – I can't sit here and say – if I were paid to see it, I can't sit here and be like, I want my money back. I'd be like, yeah. No, I can't sit here and be mad when I was enjoying my experience a lot for most of the time.
Yeah, because even the musical numbers, or like when they show them in that like variety show setting.
Mm-hmm. That was dope.
Yeah, it's like.
That was some of the best.
Like, it's kind of like a Sonny and Cher mm-hmm. type of dynamic. And
that was some of the best stuff in it, I thought.
Yeah, it's such a. I forget who it was. It might have been Hideo Kojima, who said in like 10 or 20 years, people are going to love this movie.
They're going to look back on it, I think, if they give it a chance. It's just like, the problem is so much shit comes out now. No one rewatches anything anymore. They watch it once so they can say they saw it.
Yeah.
That's that. I'm like, man, you don't go back and revisit some of these. A lot of these movies that came out this year, I've seen a lot. Like,
they're just disposable.
Yeah, like, I've watched fucking The Substance, like, a bunch of times. I watched The Hitman a few times. Like, I watched Blink twice a couple times.
Wow.
Like, I watched Dune 2 a couple times. I've watched a lot of these films that came out more than once. And I'm like, most of them I got more out of on the second watch. Because I'm definitely going to watch The Joker again. And who knows? I may love it on second watch. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it might hit you different, especially if you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It might hit you different.
Because you're going to look at all the shit leading up to it differently, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, that scene, he's going somewhere to see somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who's he going to see? Were you going to fall back in love? You don't know.
Yeah, so,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
was it like, oh, well, you know, was his life going to change? I guess is the question, but society.
His life, I think it actually would have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's the. That's a question mark, though.
And the thing is, like, since they can have, like, a multiverse concept now, what would Todd Phillips' Batman look like? Like that young Bruce Wayne that you saw in the first film, what would he be? Because if you think about it...
It could be pretty similar to Matt Reeves's.
It could be, but, like, since that took place in 81, right, it's almost as if, like... It's like Ben Affleck's Batman would be the right age to be that Batman.
Yeah.
If they wanted to tie it into something. And because they never really showed the Joker, even though they had Jared Leto as a Joker.
A Joker.
There was a debate as to whether or not Jared Leto was the Joker or
a version.
A Robin who got turned into a Joker. Which would have been incredible if, like, Jason Todd, instead of becoming the Red Hood, became, like, a different version of the Joker. Anyway, that's just my fan fiction.
That's interesting.
But I love Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, I know you do,
I do, man.
He grew on you hard.
He did. And he was an okay Daredevil, but Charlie Cox is great in Netflix. I mean, Disney Plus show now.
Fucking watch that, dude. The world has got me on me about that.
Dude, if you watch, I mean, it's only been out in this March. It'll be 10 years.
Okay.
Since it came out.
Maybe I'll try and watch it for the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. Because I guess the new one is coming out soon on Disney Plus.
Oh, like shit. Season
4.
Plus.
But the thing is, you know, you have Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist,
Kristen Ritter,
Punisher. And also the Defenders.
I watched Iron Fist, though.
That was the worst one.
Apparently.
The worst one.
I was like, I was all right. Everybody was like, you watched Iron Fist? I was like, yeah. Why'd you watch that? I was like, I don't know. I had nothing to watch, and I watched it. Yeah, I watched
it. Instead of dude, you kind of watched just – if you watch the first
– I do want to watch Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones and Luke Cage are great.
Luke Cage was good. I did watch that.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch that.
Because, like, I think he's in Jessica Jones first.
Okay.
So she ties into like his some form of like his life.
Okay.
And that's why there's like some kind of shitty dynamic between them, even though in the comics they get married and have a baby and stuff.
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the comics.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
But like the Defenders is sort of like Daredevil season 3 before Daredevil season 3 came out.
Mm.
So you have to watch the Defenders since you've seen like Luke Cage and Iron Fist, you already know who the hell they are.
Yeah.
So if you watch Daredevil and Jessica Jones, but only like the first two seasons, and then the Defenders, you'll know all the characters. All
right.
But then you also have two seasons of The Punisher, which John Bernthal is the Punisher.
Yeah, fucking amazing. I've heard he's really good. Dude, that I do want to see, actually.
He premieres in season 2 of Daredevil.
Okay.
And it's just the way that they did these shows when they weren't necessarily attached to, like, the MCU. It's like they went hard. Daredevil, it was fucking hard. There's a couple
scenes. Everyone loves Daredevil.
There's a couple scenes, like, at least I never saw the third season, but the first two, and I forget which episodes they are. I don't know if it's the first episode of season 1 or episode 2, but they have these one-take shots of him, like, fighting massive amounts of people at one time, and it's one take, kind of like in Wolverine or Deadpool and Wolverine, that like bus scene and stuff is like one shot. It's like that, only better.
All right,
like that's where they started that shit, was on Daredevil.
Man, Blind Fury.
Yeah. Oh my God, Rucker Howard.
Yeah.
Didn't he play Blind Fury?
I think so.
That was in that movie. Yeah.
I think so. That's
so
crazy.
So yeah. Anyway,
Rucker. All right. I'm gonna get on him.
And then you have to watch She-Hulk. Did you watch She-Hulk?
I saw some of it, actually.
Dude, I love She-Hulk.
A lot of people hated it. The episode I watched
was with Daredevil.
Like, yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yes.
I was like, okay, She-Hulk. I was like, I'll check it out.
Yeah, we smash.
So,
like, She-Hulk,
so many shows, bro.
Dude, She-Hulk was probably the best thing Marvel ever put out since Endgame. And I don't care if people want to fight me, please comment. If you want to fight me on that, but She-Hulk was so self-aware of, like, toxic fandom.
Okay.
And that's what that show is about.
That's kind of dope.
And it addresses it because people, like, I guess they knew, like, people would be like, why the fuck are they doing a She-Hulk show? But they did such a great job with it. And Tatiana,
who you needed.
What's her name? Tatiana Maisley. I probably mispronounced her name, and I apologize if I did. But she was so good as Jennifer Walters. Like, I have never been a She-Hulk fan.
Damn, not a She-Hulk fan.
Except for Matt Fraction's run on FF, where it was Ant-Man, She-Hulk, Medusa from the Inhumans, and the Human Torch's girlfriend in, like, a Thing costume, while the regular FF, like, went off into space somewhere. They were the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
And that's what got me into Ant-Man.
That's interesting.
It's a really amazing book.
Yeah, it's a book or it's a comic?
It's a comic, okay. Yeah. But it's like 16 issues where, like, Ant-Man, like, Reed Richards asked him to, like, be the leader. So he's like, he doesn't want to do it because he just lost his daughter. Dr. Doom just killed his daughter and he's still grieving. And at the time, the FF, the Future Foundation, is a school where they teach young, smart, gifted kids.
It's like Padawans.
It's sort of, yeah. Or Xavier's school, yeah. But for, like, non-mutants. Maybe they are mutants, but some are aliens, some are whatever.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to do it because he's still traumatized from his daughter's death. And then he gets this idea to, like, kill Dr. Doom once and for all.
Mm.
And to use these kids to help him do it.
Ah,
but the thing is, like, She-Hulk is in it. Like I said, Medusa's in it. And this Rockstar, who is Johnny Storm's girlfriend, is in it, and they all the dynamic of them all, and trying to teach these kids, and Scott trying to figure out, like, how to execute this master plan, and all this other shit happens. It is so good.
Why don't they ever make spinoffs of this? Like, make live action little shorts of this shit.
If they did, they'd have to pay Matt Fraction too much money for writing it to begin with.
Yeah.
Because he wrote that awesome Hawkeye that, like, the show was very loosely based on.
Okay. Which was good. I like that.
But his version of Hawkeye, that book, is incredible.
That was good. I like that.
And it's like, this dude can write human characters in superhuman situations.
That was a fun comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that was a fun one. It was way better than the show.
It was,
I read, you were like, don't watch it, read this first.
Yes.
I kind of wish I would have watched it first, because I would have appreciated the show a little bit more, because after reading the comic,
you're like, this show garbage. Is
fucking whack.
Yeah.
I was like, great.
But like, even like Kate Bishop in the book is so much better.
Mm, way better.
She's so much better than Clint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's an idiot. He's almost an idiot. And they don't portray him like that in the MCU.
No.
He seems really smart and sharp.
Yes.
I'm like, this dude's kind of ditzy.
God. Like, and like, the third issue is the best line. Yeah.
It's really funny. I was shocked how funny it was.
That issue, My Bad Penny, when he sleeps with that Russian gangster's girlfriend in the car.
Yes.
How do you have such an amazing car chase on a comic book?
On a comic book. Yo, that's what was like. That really blew me away how much I can visualize in my head how this is going.
How kinetic everything was.
Pictures. I was like, that was a good comic book.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I see that's a hardcover.
Yeah.
I see you got a hardcover here.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry. I can talk forever.
We'll do a superhero update soon. You can nerd out. Dude, that fucking Fantastic Four does sound interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's like, it's like how they, you know, there's been alternate versions of the Avengers and shit that. Like, I just wish they would put more of that out more. Or just make a motion comic book like they did with The Watchmen.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be
lit. Because I'm like, that's all it is. It's someone reading the comic and you just making a grander drawing out of it.
Yeah, you just animate what, like, Mike Allred was the artist for that FF run. His art style is made for animation, just like the dude who drew that Hawkeye book.
Yeah.
It's like simple, but if you animate it, it would look so good.
Get some good narrators and
it's
booming. Yeah. So, all right, guys. So we're going to do The Substance.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of the year next. Then we're going to jump on a little Sean Baker train. And I think we'll start with Anora.
We probably should.
Yeah, and then we'll work our way down.
Yeah. Cause that will be like almost a run up to, like, you already saw
Tangerine. Yeah, because you already saw Tangerine.
Yeah, we did Tangerine, and I actually loved it.
It's great.
We just
need to do, after Norris, you need to do basically his two films before that, Red Rocket and Florida Project. Florida Project. Red Rocket I've watched that movie way too many times, I want to admit. Way more than I want to admit. Especially for She's not that old. It's only 3 years old. And I've seen that movie probably 20 times. Let's not talk about that.
Wow.
Yeah, guys. So we'll wrap this up. We'll keep you all night. So, yeah, look out for those. Tell us your favorite films of the year. Yes. Drop it down below. And be looking out. So,
I'm Jamie. And also, don't forget to like and subscribe.
And
tell your friends to get in the conversation.
Share it. You know, if you know anybody who listens to podcasts, people who are at work that like movies, send them an episode. Be like, these guys are fucking insane. Because, you know, we go there where other people won't.
That's true. And then we can all be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, for sure, bro. So, yeah, like and subscribe, guys. We'll be back with Covering Floor.